95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour, and that is why Josh from SR Parrot is right there bringing us great beers. Morning Hog Brew Review time. We started off with a couple of winter offerings from Sam Adams.
That's right.
Sam knows what he's doing, but we're going to stray now, getting some other people who know what the hell they're doing with
That's
beer.
Right. Yeah. Yep. We're going to head the other direction.
Okay.
Towards Louisiana.
Okay.
I lived there for 3 years.
Yeah. Did you?
Yep.
Really?
Fort Puke.
What?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep. I'm sorry. It's Fort Polk.
Polk.
Sorry.
Got it.
My bad.
Sorry.
So our friends over there at Abita.
Okay.
This is their Christmas ale.
All right.
Again, it seems early, it'll be here tomorrow.
And you're right. And it goes away. The thing with the seasonals is when you're having it, it's already almost over.
Right.
It's like time it just goes faster during the season.
I mean, worst case scenario, you go out there, you grab it now, and you wait till Christmas.
Right.
Because then at least you get it.
Yeah, you can wrap it.
Otherwise, it may be gone.
You can wrap it and put it under a tree for yourself.
Or
if you don't have a tree up yet, put it under a chair or an ottoman. All right.
Now.
Oh, it's good.
I do remember.
Wow.
Last year, you telling us that they just barely tweak the recipe for this every year, and they make it a little different, don't they? And they don't That's make possible. It the same as they did the year before, so it's never the same batch, right?
I think you're thinking of Anchor.
Yeah, Josh is
Anchor
not...
Anchor does that with Christmas ale, and Anchor no longer exists. Yeah,
Josh is not held to whatever he said to you last year. Don't hold him to that.
Yeah. Once the new year starts...
Yeah. Those tapes have been destroyed. The only thing that's similar is the beard. Everything else is different.
It gets wider every year, though.
Yeah.
Closer and closer to Santa.
You're doing
Christmas.
It because he's playing Santa at the mall. Oops.
But yeah, so this is a brown ale. Obviously, it's a much more robust beer than the other two. 5.8% alcohol. Okay.
Wow.
It has some chocolate malt in there.
Yeah.
Are you picking up on that?
Yep. Almost a little nutty.
No actual chocolate, but chocolate malt.
Yeah.
So once you roast it, you get some of those really nice sweet caramel. Caramel flavor.
I like those spices in there, though, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
Towards the very end.
And then they're using, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 hops in there, too?
Really?
And those are nice and subtle, too. Mm.
Yes.
Very nicely balanced beer, especially for a Christmas ale.
Yeah. Super delish.
Happy holidays to me.
And the bottle's a lot of fun, too. Mm. Santa Claus being pulled by a whole bunch of alligators.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. See?
Flying alligators.
It's alligators.
Yeah. See, I want that shirt.
So they make a beer called Alpha Gator. And
yeah,
really,
yeah.
They have a whole line of different gator beers.
Yeah, Abita
and Gator.
Abita knows how to capture like a subtle flavor difference to set himself apart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a Christmas.
That
ale.
Is an actual Christmas ale.
Okay. What's next?
The next one is Shiner. It's their holiday cheer.
Okay.
This is a very unique beer for this time of year.
I love.
I'll let you see if you can identify any of the flavors I get too far into it.
Now, you know what they say.
No, I don't.
But there's nothing finer than a Shiner.
Mm.
That's what I've heard.
Okay. Steve watches a lot of commercials on YouTube from the 60s and 70s.
Ah, that smell.
He memorizes them. Okay. Shiner.
Let's see if you can get any of the flavors in there.
Ooh. It smells kind of citrusy.
Citrusy, okay.
Tapioca?
No.
Try that out. Just wanted to say, I don't like tapioca, so that's good to hear.
Do you see why I say it's different for this time of year?
Yes.
Very unique beer.
I feel like peach is in there.
Nailed it.
Yeah! Yeah!
Good job.
Give it up. Woo! Come on.
Stupendous.
Peach. Yep.
So this is a traditional Dunkelweizen, which means it's a little bit of a darker beer.
Right.
But there's peach and pecan in here.
Okay.
Peach. You don't really think of peach when you think of this time of year.
No.
But once it's in this beer.
Yeah.
I immediately think of winter, Christmas,
right?
All those winter holidays. You know, it's a fantastic beer.
And really, if you think about an actual peach, if you put a fish hook through it and tie it on your tree, I mean, that's a Christmas ornament that you could eat.
Yeah.
So now you're multitasking. Right. You just got to be careful not to get hooked, because I did it a couple times.
I've done that.
Right in the cheek. It'll hurt.
Yeah, I had my lip pierced once.
Yeah. Steve did it at a company party.
Yeah.
No, sir. You don't want to tangle.
Yeah, that's
that.
When you throw back for sure.
So now this.
Come on.
Hold up. I got to.
Come on now.
He earned it.
Come on.
Yeah, there it is. Nice job. Good work. Now, this is obviously a seasonal. It's obviously a limited time only. How limited is it?
So the Shiner specifically, we did not get much in. I think we got about 25, 30 cases.
What?
They were in a Publix BOGO a couple weeks ago.
Really?
So if you didn't have the opportunity to grab them in that, sorry. But you may get lucky and find some at Total Wine, ABC, some local independents.
Okay.
But these are already on the back end of disappearing.
I will tell you that I was sneaking around Total Wine the other day. And I did see a couple. I'm not saying where. You just have to. It's like an Easter egg hunt,
right?
Yeah,
that's half the fun of that place.
You got to find them. And if had I known, I would have grabbed them, and there would be none. But that's a great beer, and nothing like anything else that we've tried today. Even though they all fall under that winter,
right?
Holiday,
a lot of the
beers.
Winter warmer spices, stuff like that.
Right.
But that is such a unique beer. It's one of the reasons it goes so quickly.
Yeah, great can, great beer, great top. Great name, great holiday. I'm out.
Okay,
out.
It's all great.
All right. I'm trying to keep it positive. but you can chase those down, of course, at srprod.com/beerfinder. I think we want to point that out, right? That's important.
Absolutely.
People know they can find all those.
Yeah, like you said, everything today is a seasonal beer, so go grab it now.
Oh, my God.
Because it may not be around much longer.
I'm going to grab your beer and say cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, that's mine. Hey.